Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting second, the second baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Bruce. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Bruce. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting second, the shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jose Pagan. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Blass. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Steve Blass. And now, play ball. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte strikes out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blass fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, Mazeroski applying the tag. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Alou. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Lillis moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub is walked intentionally. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruce bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Harrison moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harrison moves to third. Bruce moves to second. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrison scores. Bruce scores. It's 2-0, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wynn hits a line drive towards short. Alley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Alley reaches second base with a double. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alley moves to third. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alley tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Astros. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pagan moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pagan scores. Clendenon moves to second. It's Astros, 2, Pirates, 2. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive towards short. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates 2. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass is 0 for 1 in the game. Blass hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to second. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Alou scores. It's 3-2, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stargell is walked intentionally. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bruce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Allie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass is 0-for-2 in the game. Blass hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Allie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Allie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alou for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allie moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stargell is hit by the pitch. Allie moves to third. Clemente moves to second. Jim Owens now pitching. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allie scores. Clemente scores. Stargell moves to second. It's 5-2, Pirates. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Clendenon hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Stargell moves to third. Pagan moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Stargell scores. Pagan moves to third. Pagliarani moves to second. It's 6-2, Pirates. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass is 0-for-3 in the game. Blass hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pagan scores. Pagliarani scores. Mazeroski moves to second. It's 8-2, Pirates. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Blass covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Astros 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Harrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nate Colbert pinch runs for Chuck Harrison. Lee May pinch hits for Jim Owens. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards third. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lillis takes first base on ball 4. Colbert moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Colbert moves to third. Lillis moves to second. Roy Face now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski misplays the ball. That's an error on Mazeroski. Colbert scores. Lillis moves to third. Wynn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Pirates. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-4 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan juggles the ball. That's an error on Pagan. Lillis scores. Wynn scores. Staub moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-5, Pirates. Bill Heath pinch hits for Bob Aspromonte. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 8, and Houston Astros, 5. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.